Diary, October to November, 1859. October 10th to November 20th, 1859. We were awake quite early. Brother Pierce came for us quite early. Was obliged to shut myself up to write. The brethren are scattering to their homes. We rode to Brother Pierce's 3 miles. Climbed a mountain half a mile high. The house is full of company, but had no time to visit. Shut myself in the chamber to write. Left Brother Pierce's for Brother Grant's. Took dinner at Brother Grant's. Brother Howard waited for us to pack and then took us to his house. It was climb, climb the mountain. They have a very pleasant place on the top of the mountain. There is a level space and excellent tilling land. They are at some distance from neighbors. Sister Howard is afflicted with asthma. Her husband and children help her do her work. We awoke at 3 o'clock and arose at 4 o'clock. Took breakfast at 4:30. Attended prayers, then prepared for Brother Howard to take us to Northfield. Left Brother Howard's at 5 a.m. Rode 7 miles to Northfield, waited 1 hour. James sent a draft home and a little book to Willie. We are now on our way to St. Albans. Shall meet Brother Bordeaux there. Left Brother Augustin Bordeaux's. Have been very unwell. It has been very stormy. Feared we must go to the meeting in a storm. The distance is about 10 miles, but the clouds disappeared, and we had a pleasant time and started for the meeting. Had a much better time than we feared. Stopped at Brother Martin's. We are very weary and retire early. Met at Brother Martin's many friends who are dear to us. It is snowing very hard. We feel very thankful that we came on our way Friday. Many were coming to the meeting in the storm. We gathered at the meeting house, a large, commodious house. Met Brother Daniel Bordeaux on the steps of the meeting house. We were glad to meet him. He is very dear to us. James preached in the forenoon and afternoon. I bore my testimony. The Lord gave me liberty and power. The people seemed to feel. A Brother Howlett, an old Methodist minister, spoke. He spoke with fervor and intelligence. He was but a babe in the truth, but a big stream of truth poured from his lips and his whole being talked. Brother Stone, Brother Buck, and other brethren bore testimony. The storm is over. We tarried at Brother Martin's. Last eve we had a conversation with a brother who was in trouble. He has once kept the Sabbath, but was so persecuted by his own family he ceased to keep it, yet believed it. Now he feels God has left him. We tried to comfort him. He related to us that when he came to the meeting, his wife told him unless he would promise that he would not keep the Sabbath, she would not live with him. He would not promise, and they lodged separately. Poor man, he has been much troubled. His wife's father was very violent, would strike him. His children joined them. But after his wife's father had made a passionate threat against him, he suddenly fell sick, and he was called from the field to witness his sudden death. It is believed that the Lord removed him in his anger. We tried to comfort the poor, trembling brother. We know not how it will turn with him. He has, as it were, to deal with demons in his own family. Sunday night went with Brother Austin. Had a blessed season of prayer with Brother and Sister Taylor, and his mother, and Brother and Sister Whipple, and Tchaikovsky. After dinner, Brother Taylor took us to the cars. We rode from 12 o'clock to 5 p.m. At Madrid, met Brother Henry Hilliard. He took us to his own comfortable home. A good warm supper was prepared for us. We met warm friends here. We are very weary, but can rest. Bucks Bridge, New York. It is cold and stormy. We sent to the village to get some cotton flannel to make us comfortable. Brother Haskell, his wife and daughter, Sister Claflin, and Sister Matthews came in from Norfolk on their way to attend the meeting. We took dinner together. And then all together we started for the little meeting house at Bucks Bridge. we were somewhat disappointed. The house is well filled. Brother White had liberty, and with earnest, comforting, strengthening words, cheered the little company. I had freedom talking of faith, showing the difference between faith and feeling. After the meeting closed, we returned home and sewed some. Am so unwell I cannot eat. Finds us at Brother Hilliard's. We rose at about 4 a.m. It was cold and snowy. We took a luncheon and started out in a storm for Madrid Depot. Waited 1 hour for cars. Then took the cars for Potsdam Depot. Waited there 1 hour for the cars. While waiting, a little boy was brought in who was afflicted with inflammation of the eyes. He bore his affliction very patiently. His eyes were screened with a shade and a thick-lined veil. They were taking him to the doctors in Rochester to get aid. We journeyed about 25 miles, and the engine pump broke down, and we were obliged to wait 2 hours before starting again. By this delay, we failed to make connection at Watertown and were obliged to wait in the depot 8 hours. This was a great disappointment to us, for we should be out over the Sabbath. But others were also disappointed. There was one woman and her two brothers who were filled with grief. Their mother was dying. Letters had been sent them, but were not received. Oh, what a world of sorrow, disappointment, and affliction we are living in. While waiting in the depot, we became acquainted with a couple directly from Waukon. They bring sad news from Brother Thomas Meade. They give a sad report of him. He is failing fast. Sabbath commenced. We tried to call our thoughts from the things around us to sacred things. We took the cars at about 8 and rode 25 miles, and within 2 miles of the depot, Brother Ballou met us on the cars. They have been worried about us, fearing we could not come. He stepped on the cars, rode out 2 miles, and then found us and went back again. There was Brother Miles waiting for us to take us to his house, Mansville, New York. It is pleasant weather. We had a season of prayer. Brother and Sister Miles once joined the messenger party and turned from us and sought to injure us. But now they sob out their repentant prayers and beg God to forgive them. Brother Miles took us to the meeting. The new house was filled. Some were obliged to stand in the entry. The Lord blessed us with liberty and freedom. James preached with freedom, and I had freedom in exhortation. Our meeting was free all day. At noon, we ate our luncheon at Brother Wilcox's, took supper at Brother Miles. After Sabbath, quite a number came in to spend the evening. Again, we repaired to the meeting house. The house was crowded again. Brother White preached with freedom. I followed with exhortation. The Lord gave me perfect freedom. The Spirit rested upon us. One aged sister gave vent to her feelings by shouting praise to God. Brethren Chase and Bailey also opened their mouths and glorified God. In the eve, Brother White was free again, and our meeting closed with victory. We tarried that night at Brother Jenks. He and family have embraced the truth since we were last there. Wright, Michigan. It is stormy. We left Brother McPherson's for Brother Root's. Arranged ourselves for meeting. The meeting house was well filled. Brother John Loughborough preached in the forenoon, James in the afternoon. I followed in exhortation. Had freedom, speaking upon faith. Right. The storm continues. We went to the meeting house. Brother Loughborough preached in the forenoon. Brother White in the afternoon. I followed in exhortation. Was free. We rode to Grand Rapids, 14 miles. The road is very rough, and it is tedious to ride. Arrived at Grand Rapids about noon. Brethren Rummery, Day, Lay, Gray, Jones, and Loughborough are in company with us. A refreshing dinner was prepared for us. After dinner, we visited Sister Kramer. In the eve, the brethren all came to Brother Kramer's and had a good, profitable interview and a free season of prayer. It is stormy. It is a beautiful day. We rose early and took our breakfast, had a season of prayer, and then started on our weary journey. The going is very rough. We broke one of the traces and were delayed a while, changed carriages, and about noon tarried to rest the horses. Then took a little luncheon, and in 1 hour were on our way again to Monterey. The plank road is very rough, but for 10 miles the road is very bad. Logways, mud holes, and yet on we go, singing, "The road may be rough, but it cannot be long," etc. As we came up to Brother G. Lay's, he stopped us and urged us to go in. We complied with his request and tarried with him overnight. We rose, weary, lame, and sick. The journey was too much for us. Yet we rode much of the day, and there we met my father, whom we have not seen for 3 months. Toward night we rode to Brother Day's, tarried there overnight, took breakfast at Brother Day's, and took dinner at Brother H. Pierce's. We then looked over Brother Bates's house, returned to Brother Day's, and found Sister Chen there. She has sold out and come to buy in Monterey. She will take one of two places, either Brother Leandro Jones or Brother H. Pierce's. Rose languid and weary. Took breakfast at Brother Orin Jones. Left soon after prayers for Brother Day's. James and self took a wet sheet pack. I wrote until near noon. Took dinner at Brother Day's. Just before the commencement of the Sabbath, we went to Brother Leandro's. Tarry with them tonight. Monterey, Michigan. Brother Loughborough preached. A large congregation assembled at the Monterey meeting house. The house was full, crowded. Our earnest prayer this morn has been, "Give us the living testimony. Let us feel the burden of thy work, the weight of thy cause, the worth of souls. Then will thy people be renewed and strengthened, and those not right, those not in union with thy church, will be reproved, corrected." Brother White preached in the PM on the work, the success of the three messages. He was clear and free in his discourse. "The Lord gave me liberty in speaking and referring to the travail of Elijah. Elisha would follow the man of God. Elijah said, 'Go back, Elisha.' But, 'No,' said he, 'as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.'" 2 Kings 2, verse 2, 4, 6. He would see the end of the matter. He followed on, and he saw the fiery chariot and the glory and the mantle of Elijah fall upon Elisha. So those who will follow on with the people of God suffer trials with them, press on with them, when the mighty angel descends from heaven, clothed with the panoply of heaven, and gives strength to the third angel. The power of the message is felt by them. The heavenly showers fall on them. The latter rain drops in their vessels. Monterey. It is pleasant today, and there was a large gathering at the meeting house. They could not all get into the house. Brother John prayed. Brother White preached, finishing his subject upon the messages. After he closed, there was 5 minutes intermission. The house was so crowded it was very uncomfortable. Brother Loughborough is now preaching from the parable concerning a man going into a far country to receive to himself a kingdom and return, etc. Many are standing, for they can find no seats.